The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Travelers of Difficult Paths and in this program of ours we are covering the lives of some of our pious predecessors Rahmatullahi alayhim ajma'in, and how they performed numerous sacrifices for the prominence of Islam, to raise high the flag of Islam. This was their only maqsad, this was their only purpose, that Islam should always remain prominent. And whatever came their way, whatever difficulty, calamity, hardship came their way, they bared it, they came through it, subhanallah. And today we are singing their praises because of their accomplishments, because of their steadfastness, because of their determination. We try and take inspiration and encouragement from that as well. Inshallah, in this episode, we'll be covering another one of our elders, rahimahullah ta'ala. But first of all, an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ Decorate your gatherings by reciting Salat upon me, for indeed your recitation of Salat upon me will be light for you, nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, views of Madinah channel, normally in our lives, our thoughts, our mindset is how do I go from a low position to a high position? From qilla to kathra, from a small amount to an abundant amount, from being poor to being wealthy, to having a low status in society, to having a high status in society. This is our mindset. Majority, if not everyone, thinks like this. How do I get to the next level? And beyond that as well. And this in and of itself isn't a bad thing. It depends on your intentions. And Muslims should be strong in all aspects. But we know the trials that come with having more. And that's whether we have more knowledge, more status, more wealth, more rank, more acceptance amongst people, whatever it may be. More is not always better. And that's why in Islam we have teachings which instruct us to safeguard ourselves from unbeneficial knowledge, for example. Somebody could have knowledge and be an expert in a field, but if it's not benefiting him, his akhirah, his deen, his iman, it's a waste of time. Similarly, if someone has a lot of wealth, and that wealth is being used on impermissible action, it's no benefit to him. He could have all the money in the world. He's utilizing it in a wrong way, in a way that will earn the wrath of Allah. So that kathratul mal is actually a calamity for him. Similarly, looks, beauty, health, status, all of these things can many times lead to arrogance, to becoming neglectful of the Creator Allah Azza wa Jal. They lead to a person falling into something called ujub. Ujub is a spiritual disease of the heart, vanity, self-conceit. And ujub means when a person forgets about the Creator's role in all of his accomplishments, all of his successes, all of his achievements. And instead he says, I did this, I was able to do this, I succeeded in this. Forgets the Creator. He doesn't attribute any goodness that has come into his life to Allah Azza wa Jal. So going back to it, we all want to go from qilla to kathra, from low to high. And we just touched upon some of the harms that can occur because of that. But when we study Islam, when we study our pious elders, subhanallah, you will find so many blessed individuals who had everything that people today dream of. And as we will hear when describing the blessed personality we're going to speak about today, slaves at their every beck and call, money that would never end, never finish, luxuries, ease, comfort, You name it, they had it. Fame, renown, respect. But then Allah Ta'ala opened their hearts, filled it with iman and guidance, and then they realized the reality of the dunya, reality of this life in comparison to the akhirah. They thought to themselves, we've wasted too much time. What are we going to do with all of this? The provisions of the world, if they're not benefiting us in the akhirah, what's the point of them? And then for someone to leave that status, leave that rank, leave kingship, as we will hear, leave being respected by the people, go from that extreme to the other extreme where nobody even knows you. You've willingly given up all your wealth. You've left and abandoned that life of ease, comfort, and you've adopted a simple life, a life wherein people don't know you necessarily, a life wherein you've migrated to another part of the land. And of course, there was no social media back in the days where people didn't know you. That takes a lot of courage. That takes khas fadl, grace and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the personality we're going to speak about today did exactly that. The personality that I want to speak about briefly, as time does not permit to cover his life in detail, just a few main key aspects. His name is Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayh. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayh, was a ruler of his time, a king of his time. He had all the blessings you could think of. He had slaves at his beck and call. He had luxury. He had palaces. He had wealth. He had honor. But then he got rid of all of that. He discarded all of that. We live a simple life, a life of obedience to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because when you have luxury, when you have ease, many a times you can fall into sin. Many a times you are distracted from your goal in life, your purpose in life. Why are you created? Why are you here? You don't think about these things. You only think about fulfilling your next pleasure, the next thing that's on your mind. Now I want to do this, now I want to do that. Remember, khwaishat, pleasures never end. Now, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayhi, was the king of Balkh. Sayyiduna Abbas bin Fadl once met Sayyiduna Abdul Aziz bin Abu Radad, rahmatullahi alayh. He says, we were conversing, we were speaking when we began to discuss Ibrahim bin Adham. And that is when Sayyiduna Abdul Aziz said, may Allah have mercy on Ibrahim bin Adham. I have seen him in Khurasan at a time when he used to be mounted upon his horse and there were tens of khuddam, servants around him, all eager, ready to serve him. He had the kingship of Balkh, khuddam all around him. But Allah Ta'ala changes the hearts of whom He wants. So this was his situation being described, that there was a time when he was like this. And we've already touched upon this as well. Now, how did the transformation in his life take place? How did he go from being wealthy to being poor? Let's hear a bit about that. One of the slaves of Ibrahim bin Adham, whose name was Ibrahim, that he says, I asked Ibrahim bin Adham, how did you leave kingship, that lifestyle, and then turn towards faqr, poverty? How did this transformation take place? And Ibrahim bin Adham by now has changed, completely changed. He said, why are you asking me about this for? And let's speak about something else. Now, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that they don't like speaking about themselves. They dislike the fact that people praise them, speak about them, make them the topic of discussion. This is seen with the awliya Allah. The moment you begin to praise them, they dislike that. They try to change the topic. So our situation is completely different. We want to be the center of attention. We want to be the focus of discussion. We want people to speak about us, our accomplishments, our achievements. You know, we probably even pray for this. Only if so-and-so mentions me in their speech. Only if so-and-so gives me a shout-out. Only if so-and-so sings my praises. That would make my day. Allahu Akbar Kabira. But look at the awliya Allah. So Ibrahim bin Adham doesn't want to talk about his situation, what led to him changing. All he knows that it's happened. Allah Ta'ala blessed him. Now, a second time he's asked, what led to this? And this time, the questioner, he says, perhaps we'll benefit when you tell us about your transformation. We will benefit. We can take pearls of wisdom out of that situation. Tell us. And again, he replied, why are you asking me this? Do the dhikr of Allah. This is beneficial for you. Then again, a third time, somebody said, please tell us. And he said, my father was from Balkh. He had wealth. He had luxuries. He was the leader of Khurasan. He had all the blessings you can think of. And he then relates how he changed. He says, one day, I wanted to go to hunt. So we went towards the jungle. And I had a dog with me. We were hunting. All of a sudden, my eyesight fell upon a rabbit. And that rabbit jumped to escape, of course. And when I saw this, I began to speed up my horse, try and capture it. And whilst doing this, I heard a voice that, Ya Ibrahim, ma khuliqta li hadha. Oh, Ibrahim, you were not created for this. Allah. He turns around, he says, I couldn't see anything. So I carried on. Again, I heard, Ya Ibrahim, ma khuliqta li hadha. That you are not created for this. And then he says, when third time I heard this voice, the third time I realized, no, this is a call from the divine. Allah Ta'ala wants me to change. Allah Ta'ala wants to save me. And he says, when I heard this voice and I realized it was from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, by Allah, after that day, I never committed any disobedience. Now here we need to focus. We need to ponder. Ibrahim bin Adham heard these words. Ya Ibrahim, ma khuliqta li hadha. You are not created for this. How many times do we hear the adhan? How many times do we hear the muadzin call out? Oh, we know that jama'at is at this time in the masjid. We drive by the masjid at zuhr time, asr time, maghrib, isha, maybe even fajr time. We don't go inside. I'll read it at home. And that's if we're fortunate. Many people don't even read salah at all. But here, he heard this. He realized this is hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change. But we're neglectful. May Allah give us tawfiq. So Ibrahim bin Adham says, I never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that. I came home and I went towards the shepherds of my father. My father had some shepherds. I began to speak to one of them. I said to him, give me your clothing, give me your attire, and take my clothing. Now think about this. King of the time is saying this. Someone like us do that today. This is the king of the time. And he's leaving. What is his intention? He's leaving kingship. I don't want anything to do with that life anymore. This is the intention, the firm resolve now of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi. He goes, I wore his clothing, went out towards Iraq. And when I went there, he goes, I left all my slaves behind for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I worked for a few days in Iraq as I was in search for halal sustenance. Then I asked the mashaykh, where can I find pure halal rizq? And they said, if you want halal rizq, go towards Sham. So they went towards Sham. And look at Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, how thoughtful he is in this regard. How much effort he's making, traveling from city to city, country to country to earn halal. And today this is something that we as Ummah are neglecting. And then we complain of problems in our life. The lengthy hadith in Sahih Muslim, person is traveling, his disheveled hair, all the signs of musafir, normally the sign of someone whose du'as are accepted, he raises his hands. But the hadith states, مَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامُ مَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ. His food and drink is also from haram means. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How can he think his dua will be accepted? How will his dua be accepted then? And this is the problem we have today as well. We complain. We don't go to the root cause. We don't go to the problems. We don't go to the source of the problems. So Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayh, he was went towards Sham. And in particular, a city called Masisa. I spent a few days there. After that, I continued my travel. I said to the mashaykh there, where can I go to find halal rizq? And they said, go to Tartus. From there, I went to Tartus. And they told me that there's a lot of opportunities there to earn halal. And there he goes, I did a few jobs, farming related, crops, etc. This is a king who's left his own lifestyle, his wealthy lifestyle. He's working like a laborer. He says, one day I was sitting at a place when a person came and began speaking to me about a job opportunity, supervising the gardens. And it was agreed that I would work there. One day, the owner of the gardens came and he began to say, oh, gardener, which gardener is this? This is the gardener who was the king just a short period before. But now he's a normal gardener or a supervisor of a garden. And he says to him, bring the best pomegranates to me. Whatever you find, bring them to me. So he brought them, Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi brought them. And when the owner tasted it, he said, "What's wrong with you? You've been working here for so long, you don't even know how to tell the difference between a sweet pomegranate, a good pomegranate, and a not so good one." And he said, "The reality is, I just work here. I've not taken a single bit of a pomegranate. I've not ate a single pomegranate whilst here. Why should I do that? I'm employed to work here, not to taste the fruits." And look at the level of taqwa of Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala. The owner was gobsmacked. What did he just say? Everyone eats. He said, "Look, I'm not employed to taste, and I can't just take it of my own will or volition. I can't do that. I have to take ijazah." Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look at the level of taqwa Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi reached. And then the owner turned to his companions and he said, "Do you hear what he said? He's saying he's been working here for so long, he's never had a single pomegranate. It seems like he's Ibrahim bin Adham. He wants to be Ibrahim bin Adham." Remember those days, it wasn't the era of social media. You couldn't tell just by looking at someone who they were. They knew about Ibrahim bin Adham and his renown, his taqwa. It became famous, meaning it spread by word of mouth. But they didn't know who he was. So Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he heard this and he didn't want people to find out who he was. So he left from there as well. So we learned from these sacrifices of Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayhi, about the importance of earning halal. Today people don't care. However it comes, it should come. Ma'adullah some even advise their children, "Don't look at where it's coming from. We just want the bills paid. We want to buy another house. We want to continue running our businesses, start more businesses." And in that situation, where have the children learned that from? They've seen the elders do that. That hal min mazid, is there any more wealth? Where can I take it from? Doesn't matter if you're violating people's rights, you're stealing, usurping, you're involved in usury and interest. Allahu Akbar. This is the situation today. And near Qiyamah, the narrations tell us that people will not care where their wealth comes from. They won't care. And sadly, we're living in those times. Let me conclude by mentioning a waqiyah, subhanAllah, which sums up his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this transformation that took place, that he had no regrets over it whatsoever. Allahu Akbar. Look how Allah blessed him. Once, Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, living his life simply, in a simple manner, it says he was near the shores of a river. A person came and said, "That kingship that you once had, was that better? Or this situation you find yourselves in now? This faqr, you're struggling today." And Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Stop for a moment, let me tell you." He took out a needle, which he used to knit, to sew. He threw it into the water. And then he said, "Oh fish, bring my needle to me." As soon as he said it, so many fish gathered and they brought the needles. Each one of them had a needle in their mouth and they presented it. "There's your needle." But those needles were not ordinary needles. They were needles made of gold. And then he said, "I don't need these. I want my own needle that I've thrown in, not gold needles." And when he said this, small fish appeared and the exact same needle that he had thrown into the river was presented to him by that small fish. And then he turned to the questioner and he said, "You tell me, was that life better or this life? Allah Ta'ala has given me control over the animals, fish, ocean, land and sea. Look at the tasarruf Allah Ta'ala has given me now. What was it then? It was just outward rule over people. People probably even thought bad of him. Ma'adallah. Like they do of rulers. They backbite rulers. They think bad of them. They speak ill of them. But here now, he submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in creation has become subservient to him. Allahu Akbar. When you're a king over the people, you rule over their bodies. And they don't respect you necessarily from the heart. Now he has earned respect from the people. Allah ta'ala has granted him respect, tasarruf. And love for Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi has been placed into the hearts of people. This is true kingship granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we pray in the end, may Allah ta'ala, for the sake of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, grant us tawfiq to follow in his footsteps, to earn only halal and to abandon the dunya and give preference to the akhirah. And remember, when you strive in the dunya to better your akhirah, that's deen as well. May Allah ta'ala enable us to follow the salihin. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.